Sometimes Christians lose sight of what's most important, and we get distracted by the things of the world. Hi, I'm Stephen Street, Executive Pastor at Fraser Church, and welcome to Fraser 365. It's our hope for you that in this devotional series, you'll be brought back to the one true center of our faith, just Jesus. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 32 of Just Jesus, the Promised Messiah. Today's devotion is titled, What Jesus Accomplished Through Death. Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, "When God's Son took on flesh, He truly and bodily took on, out of pure grace, our being, or nature, ourselves. This was the eternal counsel of the triune God. Now we are in Him. Where He is, there we are too, in the incarnation, on the cross, and in His resurrection. We belong to Him because we are in Him." Our text for today is from Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. "Since, therefore, the children share in flesh and blood, He Himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death He might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery. For surely it is not angels that He helps, but He helps the offspring of Abraham." The writer of Hebrews shares profound insight into what Jesus accomplished for us through His death on the cross. The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary on Hebrews help with understanding today's scripture. Death is the common fear and final experience of all people, and only as a human being made of flesh and blood could Christ die. Ironically, to defeat death, Christ had to die. Only by dying could He break the power of the devil who had the power of death. His death and His return to life showed that death had been defeated. Romans 6:9 tells us, "For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, He cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over Him." How does the devil have the power of death? Why do people still die if Jesus has defeated death? Paul explained it this way. "Therefore, just as sin came into the world through one man, and death came through sin, so death spread to all because all have sinned." That's from Romans 5, verse 12. Sin and death are interconnected. Sin results in death. Only by first breaking the power of sin could Christ then break the power of death. He accomplished both through His death and resurrection. In those acts, Christ dealt the final blow to both Satan and death. 1 John 3:8 explains, "He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work." Although Satan still holds great power over this world, he is mortally wounded. God allows Satan to work, but limits it. You can see Job chapter 1, verse 12, also chapter 2, verse 6, Ephesians 4, 27, also 6, 11, 1 Timothy 3, 7, James 4, 7, and also 1 Peter 5, verses 8 and 9. Just as salvation is partly realized now and will be fully realized later in God's kingdom, so Satan is still at work, but will one day be destroyed, according to Revelation 20, verse 10. People have always feared death. This fear has motivated them to exercise, to eat right, to seek medical attention, and to try to look and feel younger. This preoccupation is so prevalent that the writer describes people as being slaves to the fear of dying. Eventually, however, death strikes everyone. It is unavoidable. Through Christ, however, we no longer need to fear dying and death. Christ died and rose again, and only in this way could he deliver humanity. Because Jesus died and arose, we no longer need to be enslaved to the fear of dying. We know that because Jesus rose from the dead, we will also. Jesus also promised eternal life in paradise with him, and we know we will receive it. We will die physically, but we are promised new bodies and a new life in eternity with God. Thus, death becomes the gateway to a new life. According to 2 Corinthians 5:8, to be absent from the body will mean being present with the Lord. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? But thanks be to God, he gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 55 and 57. Jesus put a new spin on death when he died for our sins. For a believer, death is but the entranceway into God's presence. However, for someone who is lost, death means being cast forever outside his presence. It is of critical importance that you are in Christ and belong to him. Everyone in Christ will be raised with him and be victorious over death. Praise God today that Jesus came to destroy the devil, conquer death, and provide victory over them both. Some questions to consider. Why is it essential that Jesus shared in our humanity? How did Jesus' death conquer a believer's fear of dying? And finally, how does today's text give you comfort and confidence? Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.